even said that you got into this race just to stop President Trump. His approval rating with Republicans is currently at 81%. Yours is at 25%. Your best state is New Hampshire, and even there, two-thirds of GOP voters say they would be angry and disappointed if you won. Respectfully, Governor, you have not stopped Mr. Trump, and voters may wonder how you could possibly become the nominee of a party that does not appear to like you very much.
Yeah. Well, look, Megan, it's often very difficult to be the only person on the stage who's telling the truth and the only person who is taking on what needs to be taken on. I look at my watch now. We're 17 minutes into this debate, and except for your little speech in the beginning, we've had these three acting as if the race is between the four of us. The fifth guy, who doesn't have the guts to show up and stand here, he's the one who, as you just put it, is way ahead in the polls.
What you just saw there was moderator Megyn Kelly absolutely destroying donor-supported Chris Christie's career, and she did it in literally just under 60 seconds, revealing just how much of a fraud, a clown, Krispy Kreme Christie actually is. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe. But let's have a little fun today, shall we? Let us all know in the comments section below who you thought did the worst last night in those debates. And was there anyone you thought who stood out? There's no way any one of them on that stage is going to get the nomination, of course. But your opinion will give us a sense of really who has a future in the new GOP and whose political days are forever done. As you know, last night, the final four, the JV GOP candidates, the single-digit midgets, took to the debate stage in Alabama for the fourth and what promises to be the final debate. As I'm sure you surmised, American politics is largely a racket. It's a highly lucrative hustle that involves donors, candidates, media, and advertisers all together jockeying for power and influence. And in fairness, some people have a legitimate stake in all of that. I think Vivek could easily end up in Trump's cabinet or get a gig as RNC head, replace that disaster, Ronna McDaniel. DeSantis, too, he may still have a place in the incoming Trump administration or a MAGA-based RNC. But if there were one candidate up there whose time has come and gone, who has absolutely no future whatsoever in the new nationalist populist GOP, the grand old Patriot Party, it is, of course, Chris Krispy Kreme Christie. If ever there was a guy who had no place on that stage, it was him. And to her credit, Megyn Kelly exposed that for all to see in her opening question, which you heard at the very beginning. By the way, talk about a rehabilitation. My, Megyn Kelly, of course, tried to railroad Trump back in 2016, only ended up destroying her own career. She ended up getting screwed by NBC. And I think she realized just how corrupt this legacy media world really is. So she went out on her own, started her own podcast, and she's been doing great as an independent content creator. And last night she returned to the debate moderator stage, and frankly, she didn't hold back. She exposed Chris Christie for being the utter fraud that he is. He's standing up on this debate stage as perhaps the single most unpopular Republican in the nation, akin to Kevin McCarthy or Mitt Romney. He's running around haranguing President Trump, who has an 80 or 90% approval rating among Republican voters. And he's claiming that Trump is somehow unfit for office, as if Christie were in any position to authoritatively assess someone's fitness. I mean, Christie has been out of office for 5 years. He left office with the lowest approval rating ever of any governor of New Jersey. He was that unpopular. His second term as governor was an unmitigated political disaster. This guy is in no position whatsoever to assess anyone's fitness for politics. And by the way, you've seen how much people love Trump, especially UFC fighters. UFC fighters love Trump, and Trump loves them. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and good friend of this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. Now, we all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, you've seen Clint on Fox. You've seen him on this channel a number of times. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConocBT2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. And as you know, it's the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. And the best news, ConocBT2 has no documented side effects after years of private testing. It's absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, gang, make sure to click on that link below right now and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConocBT2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. As you know, Chris Christie is part of the Republican establishment, a very large part, of course, both literally and metaphorically, the Republican establishment. And his unpopularity is reflective of the overall unpopularity of that GOP establishment. And the reason for this is because of the massive gap that's opened up between the people, the rank-and-file grassroots, and the ruling establishment. Because the ruling establishment occupies such a radically different cultural space than the grassroots do, they're increasingly incapable of even speaking about representing the values, interests, concerns of their own constituency. So this is why the Republican establishment refuses to talk about the issues that their own voters are so concerned about. Illegal immigration, border security, globalism, the shipping of manufacturing jobs overseas, wokeness, the disparaging of our culture and our American uniqueness and identity. None of that, literally none of that, is even remotely on the radar screen of the ruling Republican elite. And that refusal to address the issues that voters care most about has opened up the opportunity for someone like Trump to come in and take over the party. Scholars such as Eric Kaufman of the University of London, they call it bootlegging. It's really interesting. You know what a bootlegger is, right? You make alcohol illegal, but if people want to drink, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to turn to the black market. They're going to turn to these bootleggers who found a cash cow in supplying what the government refuses to make available, our establishment elite refused to make available. That's what we're seeing in our politics today. In Europe, the amount of so-called third parties, these new patriot parties that have been rising up, they've increased 300% just in the last decade alone. Their representation in their respective parliaments has grown by a proportionate 300% in the last 10 years. In many respects, Donald Trump was a third-party candidate who won in 2016 a major party nomination. And so as much as rhinos like Christie want to whine and complain about the rise of Trumpism in our politics today, in many respects, they only have themselves to blame for it. In disenfranchising so many voters, rhinos created the social conditions that all but guaranteed the rise of the Patriot Movement and Trump's takeover of the Republican Party. And what we saw last night was Megyn Kelly, of all people, revealing to Chris Christie himself that his days as a leader in the GOP have indeed come to a decisive end.
But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.